This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You heard in our earlier interview segment from Wynn Stoller, the Republican who was endorsed by State Senator Chuck Weaver to run for that seat. And there's more than one candidate, though, running. And just by happenstance, you might say, we're pleased to talk to one of the other candidates in the race. Marcus Thronberg is a pastor in Kewaunee, and he is putting his hat into the ring as well. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, Will, thanks. Appreciate you having me on.
You're a native of Bureau County?
I am. Grew up in the great metropolis of Buda, 500 people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm familiar with Buda. Don't get me wrong. We were just talking off the air. Of course, I'm from Kewaunee, and that's where Marcus lives now with his family. You kind of, I don't want to say uprooted, that might not be the fair term, but you moved with your family to Kewaunee to start a church, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we were actually living in Sheffield a few years ago, and then it was 5 years ago. We moved to Kewaunee, planted a church there, and we've loved it. We've really enjoyed living in Kewaunee. My three boys love it. A lot of opportunity there. And so it's been a good move for us, and we love our church family. It's been a good experience for us.
Not to dwell too much on this, but what's it like kind of moving your family and starting a church in a whole different area?
My wife and I often joke that the week that we moved into our home and also had our first church service. And I would say that was the most stressful week of marriage that we have experienced in our 10 years. So there's a few things I might do slightly differently.
Did you want to bring the congregation over to help you open boxes at least or something?
They did. We had a pretty good painting party at the house.
Oh, there you go.
And I would just say some people are more talented at painting than others.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry I wasn't available that weekend. But anyway, this is kind of, although not maybe unfamiliar with you since you're up in front of crowds of people speaking and things like that all the time, but what kind of made you want to decide to try your hand at politics?
Well, I want our government to function better. I have concerns about the toxic nature of our partisanship specifically. That's actually something that goes back to George Washington. James Madison talked about how, yeah, we need to have different parties have different ideals, but when those things become toxic, that can be very harmful to our democracy. I feel like we're there. Specifically at a national level, but that also does trickle down to local levels as well, including our state.
We talked with, again, a Republican, Wynn Stoller, earlier in the program, and he mentioned some of that, but also, as you might expect a Republican to do, perhaps blamed a lot of it on Democrats, which, make no mistake about it, have been in control in Springfield in a long time. But how do you kind of get past that? How do you sort of work to fix sort of that toxic nature that you mentioned?
Yeah, and that's difficult. And I think we all recognize no individual is perfect and no one person is going to change the system. I think, though, we can come at it honestly and say there's good on both sides, whether it's people or policy. As an independent, I have had the freedom to kind of look at those things and pick out what is good and maybe put away some of the stuff that's bad. I actually had somebody comment on my campaign Facebook page about how independents are bad because you never know what you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And I, as an independent, my kind of response to that is I can actually pick and choose the things that I like, and I don't have to kind of choke down the pieces that I don't as an independent candidate. And I think, so if I can give an example of what's going on in Springfield right now. So last week, we see inspector generals. There were three of them together at the Ethics Commission.
Another thing
hearings.
We talked a little bit about earlier, but
yeah. Right. And so you have this inspector general who can't investigate, can't subpoena information without the approval of this legislative body, which is four Republicans and four Democrats. So that hasn't worked very well, and there are issues there. Well, what if there was a ninth seat that was an independent? What if there was somebody else in there that could kind of break that tie and just look at things not from a partisan view, but just is this worthy of investigation? Okay. Is it not? Okay. And so I think having that third party presence, even if it's small, can have a significant impact on our political dynamics, even in Springfield.
Make no mistake about it, though, running as an independent, it's more of an uphill climb than for the other candidate we talked to who, while he doesn't have as much name recognition, is part of an established party. How do you see kind of getting past that or getting over that hump, if you will?
Yeah, definitely an uphill battle. I don't have a lot of infrastructure right for my campaign. I don't have a lot of money in my campaign at this point. So I think it does, though, motivate me. I've got to go out and meet people individually and make my case and prove my point. And so I'm going to be motivated. You know, if you're listening right now, I hope that, you know, when I knock on your door, you're home. That would really help me out and make a more efficient use of my time. But I'm going to be going out to every community and shaking hands and knocking on doors and get my name out there. Not so much my name, but get my ideas. And I think the better narrative about how our politics can reflect the goodness of our people, which isn't happening right now. And so that's what I want to run on.
What are you hearing as you've been in the early stages of campaigning? What are people concerned about? Is it this sort of culture of corruption, if you will, or are there other more, I guess, maybe specific issues?
I think there's a few things. There is consensus that our political environment right now is not good. And it is, in some cases, unable to solve the very real problems that we have. And so people are, I've been almost surprised as how open people are about, you know, hey, yeah, there's room for another group. We'd like to see that. I think that would be positive. I think when it gets to specific issues, there's such a lack of trust in government, which I think makes it hard for us to actually solve the real problems we have. When any proposal that comes out of Springfield, people kind of automatically have sort of a negative response to it because we have this trust deficit. Healthcare is the thing that jumps out. And that's not just a state issue. Are there things we can do as a state? Yeah, absolutely. When I talk to farmers, that's the first thing that they mention, is it's such a huge part of their family budget. Yeah, they're concerned about the price of corn and soybeans and inputs, but healthcare is just as important to them.
Taxes came up in our conversation.
People
earlier.
Love taxes.
Do they really? I don't believe you said that just now. No. And I guess the concern is that more taxes are being implemented. Taxes are increasing. The gas tax in Illinois, as an example of something that's going up that people aren't happy about. What are some of your thoughts on that? And what are some problems and solutions in that regard?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't, as one person, solve our tax issues in the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a combination of things. I think we tend to draw attention to maybe one thing. It comes to our total tax mix, whether that, you know, we're going to be talking a lot about a progressive income tax in this year, as that's going to be on the ballot. So that's one piece of a puzzle. Property taxes are a thing that I hear more often than income taxes or sales tax or even the gas taxes. That's an issue that people have. And I think it comes down to people are willing to pay taxes if they think they're getting value from that, if they think the government is using that money wisely, and that is just not the case. People don't have trust that the government's using that well. And so we need to change that narrative. And I think, yeah, we need to be responsive to, you know, what our constituents are telling us and what we're seeing from other states so that we can maintain competitiveness. And we have this issue of people moving out of the state. That's a problem. Taxes aren't the only reason for that, but it's a component.
Is a progressive income tax a good idea?
You're putting me on the spot there. I think
you brought it up.
We're one of, what, 9 states that currently has a flat income tax, mm-hmm. I believe. So this is not a new ground that we're treading. I think there's some merit to it. Do I think the current proposal is doable? I don't. I think it can very easily catch middle income folks in that web. And so as it's currently stated, as I understand it, I wouldn't support it. A progressive income tax on the whole, I think it does make some sense. We recognize that sales tax, property tax, those are regressive and hurt lower income, middle income people more than maybe your high income earners. And so a way to balance that out does make sense. Is this current proposal the right one? Probably not.
Infrastructure is something we've been talking about. A capital bill is in the works, I think, again, in Springfield, although one of the opponents, again, Wynn Stoller today, brought up some money going to a private entity in Peoria, which he doesn't think is okay. What are your thoughts on infrastructure? What can we do? What are we doing that we shouldn't be doing? That sort of thing.
Well, so the good news about Illinois is that if you look at our state, we are uniquely blessed when it comes to infrastructure. And one of my previous jobs was all about logistics in the state of Illinois. So mm-hmm. we have the Mississippi River on our west, the Ohio on our south, and then we magically have this other river that comes right through the middle of our state. We have interstates crisscrossing our state. I encourage everybody, go Google railway maps of the United States. The ones that reach eastbound destinations, they start in Illinois. The ones that go westbound start in Illinois. Everything comes to Illinois. Mm-hmm. So that is the key thing, the key quality about our state that we need to leverage. And so taking care of that is of the utmost importance.
The railroad is the biggest employer here in Galesburg. Agriculture, though, is the biggest industry here in Knox mm-hmm. County. Those two seem to intersect pretty well, yeah. But I imagine that could always be better. Job-wise, a lot of people here still think that manufacturing jobs and the addition of them is going to solve all of our problems. I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but where do you see jobs and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I actually just came from Main Street Codes, a group here in Galesburg that's doing really interesting and I think important work that is focused on how can we equip our own people to do work instead of always looking. I think, and this is maybe a rural mindset, we're always looking for somebody to come in and save us. That's not going to happen. I don't think that's our solution. Our solution is how can we equip and encourage our own people to start their own businesses? What barriers can we remove for them to start those and be successful? I think we need to kind of switch our vision to the outside and look more inside. What can we do in our education systems? There's some high schools doing really unique things of putting kids in job placement, even as they're getting their high school education. So when they step out, they have a good, stable job. I think more things like that that we're looking internally is going to be the answer to our problems, not always looking for somebody to come in and save us.
I'm almost out of time, but something that just struck me that's kind of curious, as we mentioned at the beginning, you started a church in Kewaunee. Does religion have a role to play in either state government or in someone who runs for political office, do you think?
Boy, you hit me that as you're running out of time, because that's a really, that's a complicated and profound question.
Take the time you need.
Yeah, I think faith certainly has a role in that it shapes who we are as people. Mm-hmm. And I think that should matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that we are instructed by our faith, informed by our faith, and how we care about other people, the priorities that we have in our lives. That should matter. Do we apply that faith in government in a way that's inappropriate? No, we need to be careful about that. The founders, again, warned against that. My personal opinion is that when church and state become intertwined, it's the church that suffers. I think we need to be careful about that according to our Constitution.
Delicate balance.
Yeah, there is a delicate balance, but man, should our faith impact how we treat people and therefore how we perceive, because politics is people.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's why I'm doing this. I love people. As a pastor, I got to deal with people very personally in the issues that they faced. And from a political sense, I want to try to work on some of the structures that have created some of the issues that we have. And so politics is people, and my faith affects how I view and how I love people.
All right. That's by the way, is exactly why I tend not to write down questions before I start, because, stream of consciousness sometimes is a interesting thing. Give me 30 seconds before we run out of time and just talk directly to the voters as to why they should consider you once we get to November.
Yeah. I grew up here, was raised here. That gets me nothing. All I really want is the opportunity as an independent to earn their vote. And so I know the kind of the habit can be kind of straight line party voting. I just want the opportunity to make my case to people. And that's where I've got to work hard to go in to make that case. And I think when I do, people are going to see that having an independent in our state government is going to create a new dynamic of cooperation and collaboration in solving some of the real problems that we have in Springfield. And so I'm excited to go door to door and make that case. And like I said, I hope you'll be home so I can talk with you, hear your concerns, and tell you how I would address those concerns in Springfield.
Marcus Thronberg running even as an independent for the state Senate district, the 37th district, that again, the seat that Senator Chuck Weaver is vacating at the end of his term here. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks for running. And I'm sure we'll talk more down the road.
Yeah, thank you, Will.
Stay tuned. We'll get to Kim Komando and sports coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.